What do you see from Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins?
They're great players. Everybody knows about Andre Johnson. He's a big physical guy. He goes up, gets the ball. And then DeAndre Hopkins is making a lot of plays this year. So he's a playmaker, and we definitely know we have to account for them.
What's success against guys like that? You know they're going to get catches and yards. What, at the end of the day, what makes you say, had a good day?
You just got to try to limit it. You know, you got to fit up routes. You got to make them earn every play they get. So as a defensive back, you don't want to say that they're going to just get catches on you. So at the end of the day, you want to go out there and compete at a high level.
A quarterback who threw 6 touchdowns last week. Not necessarily an elite guy, but a guy who's playing hot. How big of a challenge is a hot quarterback?
It can be challenging at times because, you know, usually when you get on a roll, things just start clicking for you. So he had a great performance last week, and we're going to try to limit that this week.
Talking to guys in the locker room, it seems the next step for this defense, interceptions, right? I mean, there's been fumble recoveries and sacks and all that, interceptions. What's it take to get those?
Really just being there, being at the right place at the right time, and that comes with preparation. And honestly, we're doing things well as far as getting the ball out, but as a secondary, we know that we need to get interceptions, and we want to get interceptions. So that's the next step for us, and we're just going to focus that on that in practice, and you know, hopefully it'll turn out on Sunday.
2 games, 1 win, 1 loss, right? Is the locker room the same after win or loss?
No question. I feel like these guys are approaching every day the same way. No matter if we win or we lose, we're not getting too high. We're not going to get too low. We're just going to keep working on just really striving towards victory.